There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There's a bit of a route. Look, it's in the run-in to an election. So everything now will be a row between government and opposition. They would, they always would argue, but they would row now about the weather for the next 38 or 39 days. They would like to. And then for the next year, they would row about the weather. They couldn't agree on whether it was sunny or rain. That's a by the by. That's just as a given. But the Taoiseach recently accused the opposition of being in favour of Tory policies on immigration, which was a bit strong. And Sinn Féin TD Donal Chodaira of Cork South Central joins me. You took that one particularly personally, Donal, didn't you? Good morning.
I don't think I took it personally. I think I responded in a political way. I think most people will understand that that's not the case. We have our policies on immigration and migration, and I think they're quite clear.
What are your policies?
Well, we want a system, I was coming to that, TJ, yeah. We want a system that's fair. We want a system that's efficient. We want a system that's enforced. So we want a rules-based system, we recognize that people will come here seeking protection from conflict, from war, from oppression. They need to be evaluated. But obviously, if they are not successful, then people need to be returned to where they came safely. So that is the position that we have. Obviously, there's many other connected issues. But fundamentally, what we want is a system that's fair, that's efficient, that's enforced, and that both people who are applying for protection, but also the public generally, can have confidence in, that they know that this is a system that's worked and where the rules are enforced. And that last part is quite important. So there's to make sure that it's fair, that it's decent, that it treats people with dignity, but that, you know, if people are not successful, then they do need to be returned because the system does not work unless the rules are enforced. So that's our policy. I think it's in line with where most people's thinking is, to be honest. I think most people would recognize that we're in a very challenging situation. I think most people recognize that people here from other countries make a significant contribution if they arrive here legally by visas, or if they are genuinely seeking conflict and oppression. I think that people recognize that. But I think also people feel that if people are not successful, then, you know, if people are coming here, you know, for economic reasons, then they need to go through the rules. Then they need to apply for visas, not be seeking asylum. And if they do, then they should be returned.
Do you think people are taking advantage of us? Some people are taking advantage of us at the moment.
I think there are people out there who are travelling around the country and trying to create difficulties and provoke people and have...
But that wasn't what I asked you, though. Do you think some people are trying to take advantage of Ireland as a soft touch?
As Ireland, yeah. I think there will be people that will travel to any country that, you know, are seeking asylum and they're not genuinely fleeing oppression or conflict. And I think that's true the world over. And, you know, like, I understand that people want to travel for economic reasons, and Irish people travel for economic reasons all the time. But if they do so, they have to do so by the rules. And we have a work visa process. We have, you know, in terms of essential skills and different things like that, there is ways to travel to Ireland as an economic migrant. I think it is an abuse of the migration system. It is an abuse of the asylum system to try and claim asylum if that's not the reason that you're traveling. And that is unfair on the system. It undermines confidence in it. But what's more is it also is unfair on those who are genuinely seeking, you know, shelter from oppression and conflict. And, you know, it puts an awful lot of pressure on the system in terms of emergency beds for asylum seekers and so on. So, yes, like, I mean, I think there are people who would come to Ireland that are not genuinely seeking asylum, and that's wrong. And if they are unsuccessful, then they should be returned to where they came from.
The situation that currently we can see on our newspapers and our televisions at night on Mount Street in Dublin, what would you do about that?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's not something anybody wants to see. I don't think it's good for the asylum seekers, and I don't think it's good for Dublin or for the people of Dublin. I don't think it's the kind of situation that anyone wants to see. So, like, I mean, I think we need to make sure that accommodation is available. Clearly, the government have really struggled in terms of accommodation. I think they put far too much, like they talked about state-provided accommodation 3 or 4 years ago, or longer ago, really, if you look at the Green Paper. They didn't follow through on that. They took an approach of trying to beg, steal and borrow hotels and buildings in towns from private individuals. They made some wealthy people even wealthier, and they're only now beginning to accept that state-provided accommodation is actually what's needed, that you're not dealing with people who are trying to make a profit, and that you have you can be sure of your pipeline of what's available. So providing accommodation is crucial to that. Making decisions quickly is also crucial, and we haven't got a good track record in that regard, PJ. Again, it doesn't inspire confidence in the system. People need to have confidence in the system that decisions are made quickly. And that's better for people who are genuinely seeking asylum as well, of course, because if they are given a decision quickly, then they're able to get on with their lives. And those who are here who aren't genuinely seeking asylum should be returned, and that should be done as quickly as possible.
What's your response to things like the incidents in Newtown, Mount Kennedy and other places around the country, arson attacks, mobs, for want of a better word? What's your response to that, Donal?
I have no truck whatsoever with arson, with attacks on Gardaí, with, you know, intimidation of workers, with, you know, intimidation of asylum seekers. And we're talking about very vulnerable people here. So absolutely, I have no truck with that, and no problem condemning intimidation and violence and arson and attacks on property. No problem whatsoever. I would say as well that, you know, people have a right to peaceful protest. And I think that in some locations that has been the case, that people have protested peacefully. And whether I agree or not with the protest, people absolutely have that right. And I would defend that right. And it is important that people have the right to peacefully protest and do so in a dignified way. I think, to be honest, I think an awful lot could have been done better in terms of consultation. You spoke about Newtown, Mount Kennedy. To the best of my knowledge, from speaking to the local TD there, the local Sinn Féin TD, John Brady, you know, public representatives were hearing rumours, were asking the department what's going on here at this particular location. They were told, oh, nothing, we're not sure.
Yeah, is there a shortage of solid information on the ground, Donal?
There is, definitely. Yeah. I was going to go on there and say, like, that people were being, like, the diggers were in, the topsoil was being lifted and the initial work was starting as TDs were being told by the department. No decision has been made yet. We don't know. Nothing is planned as yet, you know. And, like, you know, that is no good for the local community. It develops a lack of trust, and it also, I suppose, undermines their confidence in public representatives.
But do the local community, we talk about or we hear about consultation. Do local communities, community associations up and down the country, do they have an automatic right to consultation if some asylum seekers are being moved into their area? They say they do, they want to have it, but do they have that right, do you think?
As in, should they have that right?
Yes, or do yes, as in someone comes to the town and says, we're going to bring in some asylum seekers to you.
I think they have a right to be informed, and I think they have a right to consultation. I don't think they have a right to a veto, but I do think they have a right to consultation, because like sometimes communities on the ground will know information that the department just can't, like, you know, and that has to be fed in there. And sometimes it's simple things. It's to do with public transport. It's to do with medical services. Mm. It's to do with Gardaí. It's to do with access roads. It's different things like that. Now, that's not to say that local communities have a right to a veto. I don't think they do. But I think it is the case that people deserve the respect of knowing exactly what's happening. A bit of trust as well. I think the department operates sometimes on the basis that, you know, the local community will be hostile, and that only, I suppose, encourages hostility rather than trying to find a working relationship. Not to say that there'll be a full agreement by any stretch of the imagination, but when you're starting from a position of the...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Department demonstrating a lack of trust in the community. Well, how the community going to respond to that? None of that justifies arson. None of that justifies attacks on guards or anything like that. There is no excuse for that.
Should people who come over the border from the north be sent, as we, and it's in the news, and there's various different takes on how they're calculating how many and all of that, but should they be sent back?
Yeah, like, I mean, people who are, like, I mean, look, there is a court case now that obviously, so I'll bring it back a second. The court case, the High Court heard a case there about 3 or 4 weeks ago that found that the law that allowed Ireland to return people who had applied for asylum in Britain and then were applying for asylum in Ireland, which you can't do, you can't apply for asylum in two different places, to be returned to Britain, right? Which is a standard part of, I suppose, countries that have mutual relationships in this regard. Ireland and Britain would have had a mutual relationship for a long time. That was disturbed somewhat by Brexit, but to our knowledge, there was an understanding of some kind. It appears the Irish government wasn't really pursuing that, but the High Court decision meant that they couldn't pursue that after since the last 3 weeks. So there's a couple of things that needs to happen now. I think it was a real mistake, first of all, to just say, for Micheál Martin to try and play, to accidentally, it appears, play into the hands of the Conservative Party. They're doing terribly in the polls. They have a local election coming up this week. It was grist to their mill. They were only delighted to talk about no returns, all this kind of stuff. Now, like, there's three things that need to happen. One, the legislation needs to be fixed. It needs to be watertight so that it's safe from further challenge. Two, the High Court decision needs to be appealed, because while the legislation will be quicker, it can be done in the next few weeks, you know, the principles underlying this stuff need to be challenged so that we know where we stand for future court cases. Three, a diplomatic solution needs to be found with Britain. Whether you have a hard border, an open border, or a middling border, you need a return.
Well, I'm just coming back. Yeah, just coming back to my initial question, and you, court cases and all that are important. But the idea that someone who, like you said, might have applied for asylum in the UK and been turned down and could end up on a plane to Rwanda, although whether that'll ever happen is anyone's guess, that they should come down over the border here. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, they should be returned to, like, we can't do that at the minute because of the High Court decision, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, but they should be returned, you think?
3 weeks. Yeah, yeah, I do think they should be returned, because you can't apply for asylum in one place and then apply in another place. Because if you had a situation, if you had an international system that allowed that, then, you know, people could be trying six or seven different countries. And that's not in anyone's interest by any manner of means. And, like, I mean, you know, Britain has returned people to Ireland in terms of, you know, who haven't been successful in that regard. And Ireland should be doing the same. And, like, I mean, I think that can be done in a way. Like, I mean, you have to have rules, you have to enforce them. And if people are going to try forum shopping, then that can't be accepted. But, you know, that's important as well, that, you know, people are treated with dignity and genuine asylum seekers are properly evaluated.
Okay. Rules are important. Lastly, and I would ask this of any politician, be you opposition or government, Donnacha, we are 37, 38 days out now from the local and European elections. Already, one is fearful of it getting very nasty. And already fears have been expressed that some politician of some sort of other, some side, some party, some independent, somebody will be hurt. Are you worried?
I think, am I worried personally for myself? No, I'm not. I would say that I think I would condemn completely what is happening to Roderick and Gorman and Helen McEntee. I think that...
And Paul Murphy.
And Paul Murphy, yes, indeed. I think that people have a right, whether you agree with them or not, people have a right to feel safe in their home. And, you know, this applies not only to them, it does apply to them, but not only to them, but to their family, to their children in some instances, to their local community, their neighbours. It's not right. It's not right at all. I'll qualify that by saying, like, look, I'm out canvassing. I was sure lots of TDs and councillors and so and candidates there. Like, most people are decent. Most people, like,
absolutely.
Sometimes you see the online stuff and, you know, it creates a very false impression.
You'd think you were living in a horrible world if you were to believe a third of what's online.
Oh, look, you wouldn't get out of bed hardly. But, like, when you get out on the doors, it is very, very different. And that's not to say everyone agrees with you by any manner or means. But do you know what? Irish people are capable of agreeing with you in a civilised, reasonable way. And, like, you have that all the time. Right?
Moreover, they can disagree with you in a very civilised way.
That's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. No, they can disagree with you in a very civilised way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, sure, agreement is even more civilised. But yeah, look, I mean, are there issues there to be concerned about? There are. Now, I do. And, like, look, I mean, I think the Gardaí need to be watchful in terms of this. And, like, I mean, I do think it is a shame that, you know, this might, the fact that this is in the news might discourage people. I would ask people who are considering standing for election, who are standing for election, not to be discouraged. It's a huge honour to try and represent your community. It's a very important thing. And democracy works best when we're all part of it, when we're all having our say. And that's at the level of the voter, the local elections, the national elections. We all have to have our say for democracy to work properly. So look, I think, you know, my experience with the Irish people, my experience with the people of Cork is people are very reasonable. And even if they don't agree with you, they talk away at you. And people are very good to open their doors and talk to us. You know, I would always say, you know, people have a right to say what they want to say to us. We knocked on their door. There is a concern there. But, like, I mean, I would be hopeful too in terms of the Irish people as well.
All right. Donnacha, thank you. Donnacha O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork South Central. Your thoughts on anything he has had to say? This immigration issue is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's right about one thing. If you were to believe a quarter of what you read on social any social media.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
You'd go into bed and you wouldn't come out. That is the truth.
Cork's 96 FM.